Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the chair of St. Peter, and so we're reminded of the authority of St. Peter, but also his sort of divine role that he plays in interpreting Scripture for us and teaching with the guidance of the Holy Spirit in his magisterium, and his role of unity and his role of shepherding the sheep of the flock throughout the whole world, that he has the whole world on his shoulders, so to speak, and in his mind, that he has to care for the whole flock of Christ and really the whole world. He can't just think of the Catholics that he has to be shepherding, but he's to shepherd the entire world. All Christians and non-Christians too. He sees them as his children and has to take them all in. So he takes in to himself all the worries and sorrows and wars and concerns of every people into his heart, and he has to see to the needs of everyone. And this is the role that it was entrusted to Peter: feed my sheep, tend my sheep, care for my lambs, as he said three times. This is the pastoral role of Peter, but also the teaching role that he has to guide us into all truth, to interpret the Scriptures, interpret tradition, interpret the signs of the times, and to lead us and to guide us. And that's his role, but we also have our role to listen, to be faithful sheep, to be docile sheep, to listen to what he has to say, the letters he writes, the encyclicals and apostolic letters, and those documents that come from the Holy See that are approved by him. These are things to guide us, and we need to listen attentively and to be guided, and it's in our best interest, because the Holy Spirit is going to guide us through the Holy See today, now, the magisterium today, as well as in the past, but in particular today, because we're living today. We need to listen and be docile and adhere and be wide open with our eyes and ears to the teachings of the Holy Father today in his present magisterium. And there are going to be new things that come out, not changes in doctrine, but there are going to be new nuances and that apply to today. And we have to be ready to accept that, and new disciplines in the church that have to be put into practice. And there's the rub. There's the difficulty that people have, and where criticisms come. And when those new things come, it sort of ruffles feathers and shakes people, and it's too bad, really. But there's always going to be changes in the church and the discipline, and we have to be ready to accept that with docility and with love for the Holy Father appliance in our own behavior and our own thinking. And then we have unity. We have unity in the church and harmony and love and we're an example to the world and to those who don't have the faith. And so this is what we need for the Holy Father: a love, an honor, and a respect for his position and his teachings and his pastoral role in guiding us and disciplining the church and in caring for the church. And we are there to cooperate, to help him, with our prayers and following his direction and guidance and promulgating and promoting and putting into practice what he teaches and guides us in this way. This is what we are to do as faithful sheep of the shepherd who we love, because we love Jesus Christ, and we follow him because he is the vicar of Jesus Christ, and we have the promise that the Holy Spirit will guide him for our best interest, for the best interest of the church. And so let us underline this, stress it, promote it throughout the world, throughout the church, that we are faithful Catholics, that we are faithful to the Holy Father in good times and bad, and when he is persecuted, when he is not followed by everyone, we stand by him. We are loyal. We are faithful. We are behind him. And with our prayers and also our words and our practice, let us do that starting today if we haven't, and be faithful to our death in loyalty to him, ready to die even for the seat of Peter, for the chair of Peter, for his office, which represents Jesus Christ.
Et Jesus.